Hello, how are you? How have you been? I was wondering today, have you ever Googled wellness? I did this recently and I was surprised by what I found. So it's what I wanted to chat with you about today. This is Heather, by the way, from Prosperity Flow Coaching. And I just finished the first 6 weeks, or I just finished a 6 week training program where I was delivering 6 weeks of the program, actually called Back to Me, named after the podcast Back to Me, and talking about wellness and all the aspects of wellness and what it constitutes for you. And I went searching online just last week for information on wellness, and the things that came up, the same thing kept coming up all the time. It was like the before after pictures of before I was overweight and now I have a six pack, and it all seemed to be around physical wellness or the external appearance of physical wellness. And it got me thinking, which things often do get me thinking. And it got me thinking about, are we stuck in that idea that wellness only really has to do with the physical aspect of our appearance and our fitness levels? You can be a fit and healthy person and not have a six pack. I'm going to put that suggestion out there for you. You don't have to look like the cover of any particular magazine to be well. Well, hashtag wellness is, I was looking at hashtags and looking at wellness, and I was just, I guess, surprised. There was all fitness trainers and people, nutritional people, you know, this diet, that diet, this diet, that diet. And all I could think was that it was so limited. It was so limited in the view of everything, the components that make up a well-balanced, healthy person. And the way the model that I operate from is that there's six parts, at least six parts, for people to consider when they're trying to figure out if their life isn't going well, if it's not going the way they want. What are the six things to look at? Because it's not always going to be your physical wealth. Mark, right? So Mark just put in a comment about wellness. You did so. Losing weight is great. You know, being positive is amazing. And positivity and prayer. I use meditation, which is kind of a form of prayer, isn't it? But the six parts that I consider when I think about wellness is there is a physical, 100%, there's a physical aspect to wellness. But I also consider relationships. Relationships with family, friends, community, yourself even, emotional wellness, you know, how you deal with things that are going on in your life. There is your professional wellness. How are you in your job? Are you satisfied in your job? Is it bringing you what you need? Besides, financial is a different aspect, but is your professional, whatever your profession is. So one of my students is retired. Her profession is, it doesn't mean that your profession has to be the job that pays you money, right? It could be something else, but it's something that you bring to the world. Your financial wellness, yes. And where am I? So I have spiritual wellness was one that was missing. And that doesn't necessarily have to be anything to do with religion. For some people it is, and that's amazing. We don't have to put a name on it. Are you, do you feel like you're fulfilling your life purpose while you're here? So all of those six components, I like to picture it as a flower. So in the center of the flower, we always have, you know, the pistil, the stamen, if you remember your biology from school. You have the center of the flower. That is you. That is where all the operating components are. There's a stem that goes down, connects to the earth, and grounds you down. And so you're drawing up towards the sunlight. But you have these petals. And the petals are there for a reason. they're open, they're gathering sunlight, they're gathering rain, they're doing what they need to do. So if one of them isn't working right, those flower is somehow diminished. It's not its full potential of blooming. And if all of the petals are open, then the flower is operating. You know, everybody's going to be at a different stage on each branch of that. And if you have them balanced, then the flower is balanced and open and is growing and continuing to, you know, spread its love. I think flowers spread love, spreading their love into the world. But and things will happen to you in your life. And this is why I was thinking of this. So when I was in the hospital in October, luckily for me, I had worked on my physical health, obviously, but I also had all of the other parts of my flower fairly well blooming, so that when that poor little physical part crashed, the rest of it could hold up and support and bring me back so that I could spend that energy to open that back up again and get that working properly again. So you want to have a balance of those things because they affect each other. So if you're feeling emotionally unwell, that could affect your physical health, right? If you're feeling professionally unwell, that could affect your financial health. So they impact each other, but they also support each other. So when one is coming down, the other ones will be affected, but they can help bring it back up. So that's where my brain was going this week. It was like wellness. Sometimes when we talk wellness, we limit ourselves. We're so narrow focused on what that is. And it's partly to do with social media, I mean, and advertising and marketing, because they're trying to have us do things in a certain way. But also sometimes we just don't look outside of that to say, what's really going on with me? You know, one of the people that I was talking to recently mentioned that they felt like they were an emotional eater. So it shows up as a physical thing, but what was wrong was an emotional thing that needed to be dealt with, right? So being able to understand how the parts interact and being able to do that self-inquiry about what would help me balance these things out, and then having plans in place. So this is where the self-awareness and then the planning comes in. So once you get a picture of where you are and you know what you want to work on and you know that you need to get some goals moving forward to get yourself more balanced, you know, how do you approach it? What tasks? I just saw something on my computer. What things will help you move that forward and to help you become more balanced and more blossoming? And sometimes it's hard to do alone. I mean, there is a relationship component there for a reason, right? Community is often going to help you move faster. I belong to several groups for myself personally to help support me. You know, mastermind groups, groups of like-minded practitioners, people that I can go to and say, hey, I'm having this struggle. Can you help me out? And of course, absolutely, 100%. I have my own coach. Because why? Because that helps me. I mean, what kind of coach would I be telling people that coaching would help them if I didn't have my own coach? That seems kind of crazy to me. But coaching does help. I mean, if you have the right coach, you can go so far. You can see so many things that you couldn't see before. And that's what my coach does for me. And that's my intention for other people, to help them get to where they want to go. So there's my thought for this Wednesday, the last Wednesday of February. Next week will be March. My gosh, it's so crazy. But today, take some time. Take even 5 minutes. You can spare 5 minutes in your day to really think about all of the aspects of your life. If you feel like there's something that needs working on, what is it? Pick something. Pick the one that feels like it needs the most attention and start working on that. And then even while you're working on it. This happened to someone in one of my groups. She was working on one and she said, actually, I discovered it was something else, but it was being impacted. So you're allowed to shift midstream. If you have a new realization, a light comes down and a light bulb comes on, you're allowed to shift. No one says you have to stay on the same road forever. Take it from me, the woman who's taken many roads. So, my friends, find your way to wellness. Find your way to wellness. It's a journey. We're humans. Don't strive for perfection because it's not a thing. And if you need some assistance, if you want to have a chat, I mean, gosh, I'd love to have a chat with you about how you can find your own way to wellness. My information will be in the chat box somewhere if it's not there already. I hope you have a beautiful day. I hope that you are doing really well. And feel free to reach out to me anytime if you need to. Have a lovely day, my friends. Take care.